Beginning of audio 7 of 7. We are getting close to the final subjects of this audio training. Pay a lot of attention to what comes. The people who are going to close this audio training have information that may change your life forever. And one of those couples, who definitely Herbalife wouldn't be the same without them, are Juan Miguel Mendoza and Andrea Viso de Mendoza. They are executive president's team members, 20K. They are originally from Venezuela, and currently they live in the city of Phoenix, Arizona. So let's listen directly to what they have to tell us. Hello, this is Andrea Viso and Juan Miguel Mendoza. We're originally from Venezuela, but now we're in Phoenix, Arizona. And for us, it's a pleasure to be here with you, sharing our story, and hoping that some of this will be useful to you in your business in Herbalife, which we're sure you're doing with a lot of excitement. But especially, I wanted to give a great greeting to all of the people who do the business as a couple, because Herbalife is an opportunity that's amazing to do this business as a couple. When I started in Herbalife through Juan Miguel a few years ago, I was finishing my career in architecture. And after 5 years as a student, I wasn't very clear whether that was the way in which I wanted to spend the rest of my life, whether that was the activity I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And even worse, I didn't know if it was the way in which I would get my lifestyle and the quality of life and income and the time with my family and the time to rest and enjoy. So I took the decision of giving myself the opportunity of living a little bit closer with the results, with the products and the business, and that's what captivated me. In terms of the results, I had results that were incredible. Not only did I lose some pounds that was hard to lose for a few years, but I also surrounded myself with results. My father had heart problems that he controlled. My mother lost some weight. My brother is a professional sports person. He takes the products. And seeing the results with customers, with distributors around us, that kept me even more and more excited every time. And in terms of the business, it's been incredible. Herbalife has given us an extraordinary lifestyle, which would be very hard for a young couple like us to achieve doing a traditional work in a job or in some kind of business. But this has allowed us to travel around the world and also help a lot of people to improve their lifestyle, their health, their income, help directly the people who don't have the means. And especially, the most important thing for me that Herbalife gave me is that every day we can continue dreaming. The journey is long. We can improve every day a little more. And so this is really a lifestyle, Herbalife is. But we want you to know what you have to do if you're starting out in this business, your Herbalife business. I would like to let you listen to my husband. He's going to tell you a little bit about that. Thank you, Andrea. Hello, this is Juan Miguel Mendoza. I am quite excited to be in this training system, which is going to help you develop your business as far as you want to develop it. I started this business more than 12 years ago in 1993 when I was studying as a mechanical engineer in the university. And I was the typical engineer or student. I was desperate about my situation. I didn't like the fact that I didn't have money while I was studying, but also I was worried about the future. What was going to happen when I graduated? In other countries like Venezuela or any other Central American or South American country, you get maybe $500 a month when you are done with your studies. And then you decide to buy a car, and then you have to save for 10 or 15 years. Or if you want to get married or become independent, you have two options. Either you marry and live in your parents' home, like most Hispanics nowadays do, or you simply don't get married. Or you get married when you're 70 years old after you have saved enough money. And I didn't really have the patience for that. I have always thought that the people who have their own business, they have many more chances of being independent financially than the people who have a normal job. And so I noticed that. And most people just think about how they live and how they spend money. And you wonder about what happens if you went to school and all of that. So most people nowadays, they aren't satisfied with what they do. Most people, whether they don't like how much they make in their job or they don't like what they do in their job, or they don't like their boss. It's incredible to see how most people who are working, who don't like what they make or their boss, they don't like what they do, and they keep doing it because they don't have any other options. They have to pay the bills. So I didn't want to have that career. I wanted to look for something different. I started looking for alternatives, and I remember that I saw a cart that sold churros, and I thought, oh, this is the business. I can be a churro man. And when I did the calculations for a small business, it cost $4,000 to start that business, and then I faced the reality. Certainly, a business pays more, and what happens is that if you want to start a business, you already have to have some kind of money, a lot of money. So you think that to have money, you have to have a business. So where do you start? A person who has no money or maybe no experience, like in my case, I was 19 years old. However, I said, no matter, I'm going to find the money somehow. And fortunately, a friend of my brother called our home and told us about Herbalife. And I went to the first meeting. I loved what I saw. I didn't know there was an opportunity for a person like me without experience, who hadn't worked before, to start a business from zero. And I didn't have to worry about the products. I didn't have to worry about the business structure, or I simply had to focus on working, and the company was going to give me everything I needed to be successful. However, of course, like any person, when you get started a new thing or a different thing, I was a little fearful. I didn't know how to start. I was shy to talk to people at the beginning, and I really didn't know where to start. So something that gave me a lot of confidence was the following. I'm sure that in your country, in your city where you live, there are people who make a lot of money. There are people with beautiful cars, with spectacular homes, who travel all the time. But the question is, how many of those people in your community or your country who are successful, how many are willing to invest their time in you, in teaching you how you can also be successful? And the answer is very few, very few. So in Herbalife, something I loved is that there were people who already were successful, who were willing to invest their time in me and teach me how I also could have success in what they already had success. That I love that. That gave me a lot of confidence, and I decided to get started. On the first month, I really didn't know much. I hadn't worked before Herbalife, so I didn't know where to start, as I told you. However, I started talking to people, and I started going to the trainings. I remember I got to one, and my sponsor told me, you have to train yourself. You have to come to all of the trainings. And I started learning. And so on the first month, I made $500, and I understood that this was an opportunity. It was big. I didn't have to be very intelligent to understand that so many people need the products, and you don't have to be intelligent to know that thousands and millions of people who are looking for an alternative, something different, to increase their income. So the second month, I decided to qualify as a supervisor, and it has been one of the best decisions in my life. That month, my income went from $1,200, $800 was from customers. Even though I didn't really know whether the product works, people took the products, they had results, they referred me to other people or rebought products, and I only made $400 of wholesale. So when I started inviting a lot of friends to the business, of course, some of them were interested and some not, but those who were interested, some went to the meetings and some not, but those who went to the meetings, some stayed and some not. Of the ones who stayed, some worked and some didn't. And so the ones who worked, they got a lot, and some got a little bit. So that's how I got to 400 points in wholesale the first month. So I asked, well, what happens if I start doing this business more seriously? And instead of four or five friends, I may have 40 or 50 friends. So I started, and I had the fortune that thanks to qualifying as a supervisor, I went to my first training, which was exclusive for supervisors. And I understood then what this company had in the future. Not only was it an opportunity to make $400 or $500 extra, but really, it was a career for me if I wanted to take it. So only 90 days after that, after signing my membership in Herbalife, I was making $2,500 every month. And I knew that this was something I wanted to do for the rest of my life. However, I did it for 2 years, part-time, and this is an excellent opportunity for people who have a job or students or somebody who is maybe a housewife and wants to spend time with their children. To have a business that you can do in your free time, as I started, you can do it part-time, or you can do it full-time. And so I realized that many people do this business part-time, and they have more income than their regular full-time job. And it's fantastic because most people could solve their financial problems at the end of the month only with $500 extra. So after 2 years part-time, I took the decision of dedicating myself to this full-time, and nowadays it's been 10 years working full-time, and the last 5 years doing it as a couple with my wife in a fabulous business for the family, because you can share the work, you can share the trips, you can share the same dreams and goals, ambitions, whatever you want to do in the future. Andrea and I work as a team very well together. Now our baby is 4 months old. It's fabulous because we can dedicate some time. Andrea can dedicate time to Juan Andres and also support me with the business and working and advancing and growing. After 12 and a half years in this business, this year is going to be the best year ever since we got into Herbalife. And it's impressive. In the last 10 years, we have been growing in the business year after year, year after year. Never again have I seen an opportunity to start in Herbalife as the one that is right now. Now, you must be asking yourself, what do I have to do to advance? So first of all, you have to have a vision that's long-term. Unfortunately, most people, they have a short-term mentality. They want everything yesterday. So when you are in a job that you don't like how much you make for 15, 20, 30 years, but then they start a business, then that's something different that we will have to learn. After 90 days, if they're not rich, they get desperate and they stop. Now write this down. When others throw in the towel, champions continue. And a reality is that winners never quit, and those who quit never win. Now, if you decide to start something different, and you have to learn, especially in your first year. The first year in Herbalife is the most important year because everything is the beginning. At the beginning, you don't know the products, you have to learn. Then you don't know how to sell them, and then you learn it, how to recruit, and then you learn it, how to work with your group of supervisors, and then you learn. And so after a year, you're going to have the idea that's very clear about how to work and how to become a professional in Herbalife. And actually, you could see it as a career, a five-year career. Now, if I told you, listen, there's a new career in your city in the closest university. It's a five-year career, and when you graduate, the minimum income is $10,000 a month. How many people would like to get started with that? So look at your business the same way. It's a five-year career. The difference is that probably in a university career, in a traditional career, after 5 years, you don't get any income. You have to actually pay. But in Herbalife, you have the possibility to make money through those 5 years of studies. And when you graduate, you are earning $10,000 as a minimum wage or more. And that would be fabulous. You just have to be focused and you have to decide what you want out of this business. If you're willing to learn, because the reality is that everybody learns. No professional starts a career like this. We all were born with no career, with no information, probably with no skills, and everything is learned in life, and you get trained and you learn. It's the same thing with this Herbalife business. And the big advantage is this. Most of the jobs are month to month. You can be a professional, or maybe you have abilities for business, and if you work 1 month, you get 1 month. If you work for 10 years, you get 10 years. Maybe you have a restaurant, for example, and you can operate it for 10 years, and they pay you for 10 years. Or you make money for 10 years, but in the year 11, if you don't open, or if you have to work in another job, they do not pay you. That means that if you make the money while you work, but then after that, the time is over, and you have to start over from zero. The big advantage in Herbalife, or one of the things that I like the best in this opportunity, is that the system is designed so that if you do your job well, one time, you get paid for the rest of your life. To get an idea, in 2004, my wife and I received $470,000 in checks from Herbalife. And that's a lot of money. A lot of people ask us, how is it possible to make so much money in 1 year? And the answer is that it's not the job that I did in 1 year. It's the accumulated work that we did through 12 years. The incredible thing is that if you make 18 to 20% last year in 2006, I'm sure it's going to be the best year in our careers. So the idea is to accumulate throughout all these years that you decide to dedicate yourself to the activity with Herbalife. So what do we do to get started? First of all, you have to have a plan of action. And to make a plan of action, it has to be according to your expectations of what you want. So you have to decide what you want to achieve with your business in Herbalife, how much money you want to make, meaning how much money you want to make this month, how much you want to make in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years from today. Then there's other goals, of course, what you want to achieve. For example, how much personal volume I want to get this month, how many customers I want to get, how many supervisors I want to have. It's a very important thing. What pin you want to achieve, what position in the Herbalife ladder of success you want to achieve. Write this down. Your position or your pin in Herbalife determines your income. If you want to make let's say between $3,000 and $7,000 a month, you definitely want to be getting. If you're one of those people who wants to shoot high and wants to make more than $10,000 a month or more than $100,000 a year, definitely you need to be millionaire team. And so you can set your goals, your objectives within the marketing plan in Herbalife. Now, once you've decided what you want to achieve specifically, now you have to decide when you want to achieve it. By when do you want it? You want to be get millionaire president? You want to get to the next event with the next number of people or what? Well, when, what month, what year? And once you decide that, then write down all of your goals. Write down the goals and your objectives, and then set them, of course, in a month and make a 90-day plan or a year plan so that you can accumulate. Now that you know what you want to achieve, you have to understand that basically there's two plans. The first one is the 90-day plan. The basic 90-day plan means a plan of daily work through 90 days. Daily work means to do it every single day. This 90-day plan, why? Because everything gets accumulated. You start a plan in your business and you do it for 2 or 3 days or 1 week, you will be surprised at how many people just doing a plan for 4 or 5 days, they stop halfway and they don't give it time to accumulate. They don't give it time to create momentum in the business. The idea is to have a plan that's 90 days long, which gives you the capacity to focus through 90 days on the plan. The most important thing of the 90-day plan, or the days that are most important in the 90-day plan, are the first day and the day number 91. The first day is when you decide to start. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what your situation is. It doesn't matter how much time you have. Decide to start right now. Most people always leave things for later. So the next month or the right moment comes. You know what? There's no right moment. There's no perfect moment. The life will always have something, some circumstance or some challenge or situation, whether it's financial or family or school, the children, or on vacation, or Christmas, or Carnival, or Holy Week, or the summer. There's always going to be something in your life. And the people who are successful learn to start right away with what they have, and there they take the best results and the best solutions. And so start your 90-day plan. And this plan basically has two areas. The first one is the basic 90-day plan in your sales, and to do your sales, direct sales, the idea is for you to be making money every day so that you can help people with their health and nutrition, and that will allow you to put money in your pocket every day. The first thing I recommend that you do is that you make a very long list of all the people you know, but this is the key. Don't make a list of the people you think that will buy from you. Make the list of the people who need the products of Herbalife, who need to lose weight or gain weight or improve their health or simply want to have more energy, sleep better, etc. So make the list as big as you can. Michael Cole, one of our mentors, he says, a distributor who is ready, he makes a big list. I hope you are one of those distributors. Number two, once you have your list in Herbalife, do it naturally. Talk to your friends and acquaintances, anybody you meet, put the button on, try to look for conversations, get your business card with your phone number and everything. You have to have a phone number dedicated to Herbalife. And so you can start with some tools we're going to show you. Now, there are some tools that we have designed to guarantee that you will achieve your goals within your sales plan. For example, there's the Total Plan. This is a very simple tool that anybody can do, which not only will help you to have your customers, your customer base with 15, 20, or 30 people, but to have referrals from those customers. And once you have distributors, you teach them to work with the same plan, and so they can duplicate it, and they can multiply that with their organization. Same as a kitchen recipe. If you want to make a spectacular dish that a chef taught you, you simply have to follow the recipe, follow the times, and do it the same way, and write this down. Similar activity generates similar results. So the Total Plan is something that is structured as a recipe to success for sales in your Herbalife business. Now, you cannot miss, of course, the STSs in your region or any kind of training they have every week that you will have the ability to attend in your region. Now, there's another tool that has revolutionized the Hispanic world, and we're learning this from the Mexicans. They're doing this, and they're number one in this business. They're called nutrition clubs. What is a nutrition club? Well, it's like a space that has to satisfy some requirements, and you will have a host or a person who will take care of the people in the nutrition club who also has to fulfill some requirements. And there's a group of people simply who go there every day who will be having breakfast or dinner, and they will talk about nutrition and health. They share results, and they have breakfast or dinner, and they can pay for the day in the breakfast or in the dinner. And there's a structure that you can put together and to guarantee that the nutrition club is successful. You have your recipe that's successful with the nutrition club, and then you can start duplicating that as well when you have distributors. So these are fabulous tools that work very well, like, for example, the nutritional days or the nutritional snacks or picnics. It's something where people get together. You invite a lot of people to have breakfast for free. You show them the product. You talk about the nutrition and health. You give them testimonials with recognition for the people who have had results. And then when you're done with that, you get together with the people you invited. And then in 10 or 15 minutes, we do a brief explanation of the business. And some people want to make some money, and we can explain it to them and use them as well as a recruitment plan. So take two or three of these tools and make sure you do them. And the key is to do them massively. In Herbalife, they pay us to talk. If you talk to a few people, you make a little bit of money. If you talk to an average number of people, you make an average amount. But if you talk to a lot of people, you're going to make a lot of money. Remember that it accumulates. At the beginning, you don't see it. But then through the time, after 90 days, it explodes. Now, the 90-day plan is one thing, and there's also a recruitment plan. And if you want to make $200 or $300 extra every month, you simply take the product and you talk to people from the heart with your results, because your result is going to make you make money. That's why you have to have your own results with the product. Now, if you want to have fixed income, constant income of $500, $1,000 or $2,000 every month, you have to have a professional plan for sales, of course. Now, if you want to make serious big money, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 every month or more, definitely you have to duplicate yourself and start recruiting people so you can build a network of distributors and supervisors. And the first thing I recommend for you, for your 90-day plan for recruitment, is again to do your list. Now, put together a list not of the people that you think are going to be interested or that you think they're going to like it, but a list of every person that you know who needs to increase their income, who need to increase their income, and that's how we get started. You can do one-on-one meetings, or you can do what I did at the beginning when I had my college notebooks. I had one sheet for chemistry and one with the Herbalife marketing plan, one for math and the other one for the marketing plan. On napkins, I explained the business to people, and then from that, I took them to the meetings and gave them advice. So my advice is become a professional in explaining this business person to person in a simple way, in a basic way that anybody can understand, simply by telling a few stories. And I remember when Jose Orlando came to my home and told me about Herbalife, he simply gave me the testimonial about products, which was his own, and a business testimonial, which was from Guillermo. And then he invited me to a meeting, but he was so excited about his testimonial that he didn't give me all the information. So become an expert in making the presentation person to person. Then you can, of course, use the opportunity meetings in Herbalife that several distributors get together. We do these meetings Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and we do it once, twice, or three times per week. And we bring people over who understand the business, and they have tools that you may have explained already, or people who simply come through a newspaper ad or some tool that you may be using, and you explain the business to them, and at the end, all you have to do is ask them whether they want to get started or not. It's their decision. You can also use a very powerful tool for recruitment and increase your network of distributors is the STSs, which are the monthly seminars. The key to grow is how many people do you have in the next STS? And there are people who are incredibly successful who usually are giving those STSs or seminars. Get team members, millionaire team members, president's team members. Imagine that if you have in your city a meeting with Fernando Rancel or with Giancarlo Lancilli and Viviana, or a seminar with one of these legends of the business with Herbalife. They know how to do it and explain it to people. Now, all you have to do is focus the whole month in explaining the business to everybody and have customers, and from there, take them to the STS. And the best way is how? Do the pre-purchase. Buy the tickets before, and that's going to guarantee that you're going to have people there who are going to the STS. If you want to grow quickly, make sure you have a lot of people in each seminar every month. Truly, for recruitment, we have the nutrition days, which I mentioned earlier. So after the recognition with the customers because of their weight loss, we explain the business to the people. And it's impressive when people get recruited. It's so relaxing, those meetings, when they have the picnic or the nutrition day. We also have what they call the nutrition club. We have the client or the customer party, which we celebrate every month. So those are the customers from one club or more clubs, and you ask them, well, who wants to help their community? And many people get interested. Definitely, recruiting in the business is going to give you results. So take all these tools. You can do two or three, combine them all, and make sure that you have a recruitment plan. I'll give you a very simple plan. Your goal should be every week. One new distributor every week to have a new supervisor, first line of the month. Preferably, if you work with that circle of influence of that person, you're going to have a line of two or three supervisors, and you will then understand what it means to have them. Or you can have a quick growth plan, which is two distributors per week, two supervisors, first line, every month. And you can do the business as quickly as you decide to do it. It doesn't really matter if at the beginning you're doing it part-time. A person who's starting part-time, but with the attitude of full-time. So make sure you have a recruitment plan if you want to grow. And then the 90-day plan. So after that, we have the events plan. This events plan includes all of the trainings throughout the month and throughout the quarter and throughout the year, together with the planification and all of the promotions that are included. Write this down. The qualifications, the promotions, and the events by Herbalife are designed to help your business grow. And in your hands is the decision how to use these tools and how much to grow. So, for example, we have every week, you have the meetings, you have to know when they are, at what time, and what you have to bring to invite people there. And of course, we have the seminars every month, which you can start working right away so that you can go. Of course, you should go, definitely, you and your partner, but also with a lot of people from your group, and put together a plan to bring all the people in your organization. We also have supervisor schools or workshops, which you certainly have close to your region or your city. And we have the Leadership Development Weekend, which are for the most committed distributors in a region with leaders who are extraordinary in Herbalife, who are going to help you see your business in a big manner. They're going to help you not only how to sell and recruit, but how to build a successful organization. And let me tell you this, the best way to become a millionaire is to have trainers and coaches who are millionaires already. If you surround yourself with successful people and you learn from successful people, you will have a better chance of being successful yourself. So these events, these tools, are the best opportunity you have to surround yourself with extraordinary people and surround yourself and learn from people who are successful, who are willing to teach you. Of course, the maximum thing in this whole event of plans are the extravaganzas. And I'm sure that you have to be there. And I don't know anybody who's big, who's successful in the world of Herbalife, who hasn't attended to one or many extravaganzas. And I ask you once again, are you going to go? Are you committed to your business? Well, definitely, it's a decision that you should have made already. The question is, with how many people in your group and organization are you going to go? There's a number for next extravaganza. How many people are going to go? So that's how you're going to increase your pin in Herbalife, your income, your level, and of course, all the other things that come. Now, this business is a business where we have to make decisions every day. I remember when I started in the business that I had to decide whether to come in or not into Herbalife. If I didn't come in, I stayed the same way as before, and I didn't like that. But if I came in, something might change. So I decided to get started, and I signed up. I didn't even have money for the kit. I had to borrow the money, but I started. You know why? Because for me, the only requirement that's a must to do this business in Herbalife or to be successful in life is to have the desire. If you have the desire, everything is solved. You find a way, you find a manner, because the one who wants to do it will achieve it. And if you try to achieve it, you will achieve it, definitely. So you have to make the right decisions. You have to make decisions that are according to your goals, ambitions, and dreams. And so it's very clear what the decision is. So it's the decision that people who are successful in your area have done. So your coach, your sponsor, is the person who's the most interested in your success. If not, find somebody in your upline who's successful, in your tabulator team maybe, or somebody in the millionaire team or president's team. But every day we have to make decisions, whether to take the product or not, whether to go to the trainings or not, whether to take people or not, whether to talk to somebody about the products or the business or not. This is a business in which every day you're going to have to decide. And you know what? Life is a matter of decisions. The decisions you take in your life, they give shape to your future. Many decisions that were wrong, accumulated through life, will give you a wrong future. Many good decisions through life will give you a spectacular future. So that's the key. Let me tell you something. At the end, there are two kinds of people, positive people and negative people. Negative people are the ones who are always afraid. They're always thinking that something bad is going to happen or that they're not going to make any money. If I take the product and I don't lose weight, and if I go to a seminar and it doesn't go well, if I do this and I don't get what I want. So you live in fear. You live with fear of rejection or failure or even fear of success. Now, there's other kinds of people who are positive, who are people that maybe it's the same person in the same circumstances, but they think differently. They think, what if I take the product and I lose weight? What if I get into the business and I do make money? What if I go to the event and it changes my life forever? What could happen if I do this business seriously with faith, which is the difference, and I achieve all my dreams and my goals and ambitions? So this is the question. What do you think is better? People who are negative, who live in fear? Who does better? Or the person who's positive, who lives with faith and hoping for good things to happen and spectacular things? I'm sure that you will agree with me that positive people are doing better. Now, I don't care how you got into Herbalife. If you are in the bad shape, we will change you. We have systems, and we will help you think in the right way and change the way to think. Sometimes it's important to change in a prosperous way and a successful way. So I believe that the only difference in the Herbalife business between a person who makes $100 a month or $1,000 a month or $10,000 a month or more is training and time and put it in action with the right attitude. If you're willing from today to make decisions that are the right decisions and increase your level of expectation and put together a plan of action and do it right away starting tomorrow and take the first step and write down in your list four or five things you can do tomorrow in order to get your goal and your ambition, I assure you that if you stay here long enough focused in your plan and if you train and learn. And obviously, most of these tools come from practice. 90% of this business is practice. 10% is information. I assure you, you're going to get to your goals and your dreams and ambitions. And most of all, you're going to have fun like never before. So we wish you the best of your successes. Remember, your decisions will mark the difference in your future. So we give you the best for you and your family. Goodbye. Let's talk about what gives strength and continuity to Herbalife. Within your career manual, there is a section called Behavior or Ethics Norm for the Distributor. It refers both to customers and within distributors, between distributors and toward the company. So this business is for the whole life. And you have to be careful with it. Care for it as much as the goose that laid the golden egg. Don't hurt it and don't let others hurt it. Thanks to the example of Mark Hughes and the 100 of President's team members who came before us, we already know what is the behavior, the proper behavior within Herbalife. However, there may be some mistakes, most of which are because of lack of knowledge. By nature, people are good, and they don't want to hurt anybody. However, when you start making money, this boosts your capacity and boosts who you are and what you are. And there's a phrase that says, money boosts what you are. If you're good, you tend to do good things, and very good things. If you're bad, you tend to do bad things. When a distributor or a person does bad things in the business, it's because they haven't understood how it works, and they are auto-eliminating themselves from the business. And if they don't auto-eliminate themselves, then the system, Herbalife itself, and the distributors who do the business correctly will take care of making sure that person does not remain in Herbalife. So we count on you to maintain ethics to the highest level, which is how we have done it for more than 25 years. When a situation happens in which you don't know exactly what is the right criterion, talk to your tabulator team and think as well, what would my president's team do in this situation? What would Mark Hughes do in this situation? What would a leader within Herbalife do in this situation? You must make sure that you respect each one of the rules that exist in the manual. They're very simple. They go from not giving discounts to customers or distributors, to not sell in between lines, to not sell the distributor from another line, to not sell in stores, to not put stuff on showcases, to not speak ill of another person, to not give away the registration kit, making sure that you offer results that are credible and real to the customers and not offer them things that are deceitful or magic, which are not part of Herbalife. And that's why we have insisted so much in having you participate in the leadership events, because here's where you learn the way to think, the proper mindset of Herbalife. That's where you're going to have the criterion about each one of the small situations that may arise in the daily activity with Herbalife. Remember that there are meetings, there are presentations, phone calls, follow-up, breakfasts, dinners, nutrition clubs, and it's important for you to know how to handle each one of those situations. Situations as simple as, for example, having a person who came to your nutrition club, but he's already a customer of another distributor. Or have the brother of a distributor who saw your ad in the paper, but he's the brother who already knows that his brother is in Herbalife. What to do in that situation? It's very simple. Do not do to others what you would not wish done to you. Behave, follow the rules, and it will be a very simple thing. Always act as if everybody were watching you and listening to you, because honesty is measured when nobody watches you. And when in doubt, talk to your tabulator team member or your president's team member. He or she will have the criterion and the answer to your question. If we're all respectful of the ethics norms, we will be building a business that will live on for many generations, which I'm sure is what you want. And talking about continuity, one of the things that Mark Hughes taught us always was to be generous and to contribute with charity. He founded the Herbalife Family Foundation. This foundation collects a percentage of all of the sales worldwide to help institutions in the more than 60 countries that currently exist in the world of Herbalife. However, don't wait for Herbalife and the Herbalife Family Foundation to come to your city to start doing something or working with charity, as we have seen in the marketing plan. Hundreds and thousands of distributors have had the initiative, together with the tabulator team members and their president's team members, to channel the charity help and the concern for the common good through institutions, organizations, or people who are dedicated to help others. Remember, it's very important to not put your money where you have to put your time. In Herbalife, we have to focus on activities that are basic: selling, recruiting, forming organizations, working with promotions. But it is important for you to dedicate a percentage of your income, as we said in the beginning, to helping charity work. And you can do it directly, yourself, if it doesn't take away too much time, or maybe it's better to do it through some kind of institution. I am sure that your tabulator team member or president's team member in your city already has something organized. Approach them so that you participate and not just a spectator in this big lesson, in this work that Mark Hughes gave us in the world. Herbalife is now recognized worldwide because it maintains one of the standards of ethics that are among the highest of any multi-level company has currently. So, welcome to our team. We hope that you are an active part in defending the philosophy and the principles of ethic of Herbalife. And if that is so, it's going to be wonderful for you. We wanted to finish this audio training with one of the persons who has been most influential and one of the most important distributors in the world of Herbalife. This person has been in the business for more than 15 years. This person has had business in absolutely every continent, and is a responsible leader of the creation of more than 80 president's team members in his organization, having the possibility to listen to the words that he has to tell us. To close this training, you have no idea of the value that this might have in your business. The first time that we have listened to Michael Cole, he definitely made a change. He gave another turn to the business. He gave a leadership focus, a big focus, which none of us would have been able to understand by ourselves. He is a person who is very concrete. He is very appreciated by all of us. He has become our mentor. He worked very closely with Mark Hughes for many years, and he has always been a point of reference. So we now have the honor of getting in touch on the phone with the city of Madrid in Spain, where we have Michael Cole. Hello, this is Michael Cole from Madrid, Spain. Well, before anything else, I'd like to introduce myself. You can notice from my accent that I'm not Spanish, and I'm actually from Israel originally. And I met the company Herbalife through a phone call. My brother, my younger brother, Ben, he became a distributor in the United States, in California. Because of his work situation, he was looking for a job, and through an ad that he found in a newspaper, he was invited to a business presentation where he was touched mostly because of the testimonials of people who had results with the product. So he saw an opportunity, and he started in the business with the main goal of losing weight with the product. He lost 13 kilos of his weight, 11 centimeters in his waist in the first month, and he started doing the business. He started strong from the beginning, but as a foreigner, as an immigrant in the United States, he practically didn't know anybody. When he prepared his list, the first person in his list was myself. As youngsters, as children, we always had dreamed of having our own business, our own activity, and be a little different from our parents, who were good workers, but they were always employees of somebody else. And we saw them through our life that they were so serious with their business, and they never achieved the lifestyle that was spectacular. Just an average lifestyle like everybody else. So this gave us the idea in our head that maybe we should do something different. And these are the things that he told me over the phone when he called me for the first time to offer me doing the business with Herbalife. In this time, in 1984, I was a small tennis professor coming out of several years of a financial crisis, looking for a way to guarantee a little bit of income. I really had just come out the hardest time in my life, the hardest period in my life. And so the subject was interesting to me, but there was one small difficulty. My brother asked me to travel to work with him to the United States. So this was something that I, at the moment, did not accept. And I wanted to stay in my country, being a tennis professor. And I congratulated him for the business, and I told him that I wished him everything. I said, well, you become rich first, and then we can talk business. So for 5 years, I said no to this opportunity. And the main reason was that the company Herbalife was not selling its products in my country yet. But as soon as the Herbalife entered Israel and my brother came home and he introduced me to the business, I have to say the truth. I loved it then. I loved it immediately. The general concept, to be honest, especially the marketing plan. The marketing plan captured me immediately. It captivated me because at the moment I was a tennis professor, and my tennis school was myself. I was independent. I worked very well at the time. And I saw myself in that idea, doing Herbalife part-time, sponsoring people and making a little bit of money being a tennis professor. Well, this idea was not the right idea for becoming rich in the business. But I understood that only a few weeks later. I started the business part-time because I had almost 200 children running between my legs, so to speak, every morning, and I had a commitment with them. But my business in Herbalife started in a very simple way. My brother had 5 years of experience, and he came the way we call that today, millionaire team member, which is quite a high level in the company. And he said to me, in a very simple way, he said, "Listen, Michael, this business is so easy, so simple. So I have 5 years of experience. Just imitate what I'm doing. I'm going to teach you everything through a process of imitation. You just have to study a few things, and the rest works almost by itself." So with these two things, it was how to sell products, how to recruit people, and how to teach people to do the same thing. So the business started working out of my parents' home in a very modest living room with three children and two cats between our legs because we couldn't get rid of them. They were the owners of that space. So we started working under these conditions, inviting people to see the opportunity. And people, they bought the idea almost as a surprise to me. They bought into the idea. They started getting together with us, and I think it was simply, I always thought that it was because we were sincere. We just say the truth. We show them facts, and we ask them if they're interested or not. And people came, and they joined us. So we had around us a lot of people with great results, results with their products. And my friend Daniel, he lost 20 kilos in 2 months. My brother-in-law lost 7 kilos in 2 weeks. My mother, 15 kilos in 3 months. So we started having results around us, and this helped us quite a bit because people started to see this thing. And the business started working in a spectacular way. I understood that qualifying as a supervisor was an interesting goal for me. I didn't have money to make an order, which is what they call the supervisor order, so I had to work on my way to get to that qualification, and it took me 3 months to do it. But I achieved it. And so I wasn't the fastest person in my first period with Herbalife. But this is not really that important. What's important is your desire, the will. And 6 months later, after starting the business, my earnings with Herbalife were practically triple of my income in the tennis school. So when the children came out for their summer vacation and left us, I made a decision to make Herbalife my full-time activity and to leave tennis and to develop a bigger business with Herbalife. Today, years later, I have to say that that was the best decision that I had ever taken. The business now goes through all five continents with distributors in different countries, different languages that I don't speak, India, Russia, in Asia, several countries, and France, Switzerland, all of Latin America, the United States, et cetera, et cetera. I entered in Herbalife because of a main reason. I always dreamed of being free. Money, for me, was secondary. Well, even today, that's true. It's very good to make money, but it's better to have the freedom. I see a lot of people making money in this world, more than me, but they're slaves of their activities, of their businesses, and I ask myself, where is their happiness? I'm not going to sell my happiness to anybody, my freedom. I don't share that with anybody. I love it. I love what Herbalife offered us, the freedom through which I came in and I achieved it. And so we are here to teach you, not only through this CD. We'll teach you how to achieve this freedom and how to achieve success in earning money. And that's the most important thing that I have achieved with this business. So after several months working in my country, I achieved what they call Get Team, and from there, my international development started. And as I said earlier, it took me to countries I didn't know before, and in that journey, it took me by chance to Spain, where I met my wife, Mikey. Many of you know her already. And from there, we went a little bit to France, but when we decided to have children, we went back to Spain, where now I am working, and that's the center of my activity, which is where my home and my office are. I would like to share with you, in the next few minutes, practically what are the principles of a successful business. What do I have to do? What does a new distributor have to do who is listening for this CD maybe for the first time? What ideas does he have to have? What direction should he have if after a few months or years he can say to himself, I took the right direction? So we're going to share with you the principles of a stable business. First of all, you have to understand that it has to do with an independent business. And you have to understand the consequences of this. What does that mean, an independent business? First of all, it depends on you. Everything depends only on you. So, if you want your business to develop, you have to become developed into the business yourself. Not everybody gets to this business prepared. As distributors, each one of us comes from another profession, from another job, from another mentality, from another family situation, from another cultural situation or financial situation. But we all may have success. It's a business for anybody. It accepts us all and gives us all the same opportunity no matter who you are. If you want your business to grow, you must understand the mechanism. You must understand how this business works. What are the basic components? What is the mechanism that moves this business? And learn how to make it move so that it moves in the direction that you want it to move. I ask, do you already know what the direction is? You don't have to answer. It's logical that you don't know the answer yet, but no problem. Everybody has gone through this. Remember, our business works in a different way from most other businesses. Our income comes from various different sources at the same time. To the difference of a store, for example, where the income of the owner of the store comes from one source, the customers, the people who buy. This is different. Sometimes it's hard to understand for new people, for the rookies, new distributors, and sometimes even for the more experienced as well. So that's why we all need instruction, training, in order to take the right direction. So these instructions, we receive them in different levels throughout our journey. Level one, that's the personal level. That's where your sponsor, or you as a sponsor, need to take care of your new distributor, or the other way around. It doesn't matter. The sponsor will teach at a personal level to his distributor. He teaches what the activity is. The second level is the local level. We all live in a town, in a city, where there are offices, hotels, or a place where distributors can get together. We do trainings in that location. That's where we teach the products, how to sell, how to recruit, and all of the activities that are basic activities in order for the baby to learn to start walking. The third level is the regional level. Every month, we have events called STS. There are seminars, or they're sometimes called Quick Start. These are focused events of several hours or a couple of days, or supervisor training schools where we talk about a bit of a higher level. In these events, not only do we form and inform, and we teach people and show people the tools at a certain higher level, but we share stories. We share stories of success. We listen to testimonials of people we don't know, to see other people and to meet new people who come from the same place or a different place from where we come from, and we measure their success. There we understand also the basis of the business, once again, in a different way. And then level number four is the national level. We have events that are usually supervisor schools, and most of all, leadership development schools. These schools are usually open for people at the level of active supervisors or world team. These schools, I would like to tell you a bit more about these schools, because I must say that I have based a lot of my business on these events because of a very simple reason. Since I live in Europe and I develop my business mostly in Latin America, I had difficulty in communicating with people. And it's obviously not possible to travel every week or every month from Europe to Latin America. So I had to concentrate myself on the serious people a couple of times a year and teach them everything I knew about this business, trying to make sure they would continue sending this message forward. So this way we have developed what we call the Leadership Development Weekends, which have become the pillar in the development of our activity in every country. In principle, at the national level in different countries, and lately, in the last couple of years, also at the continental level, practically going from the United States all the way down to Tierra del Fuego in the south of Chile and Argentina. So these events, that's where we forge leaders. That's where a normal and an average distributor can become a supervisor, and he can be a salesperson or a recruiter who has no idea what to do. That's where he or she comes in one way and comes out forged, and he comes potentially as a leader. And the last level, the fifth level, in the international level. So we have events that sometimes are the same leadership events, but in general, these events are large in size, large scale, like the Extravaganza. Usually the Extravaganza is done once a year, where practically we summarize all the activity of the whole year. We come from all of the different countries all together, and we celebrate a party that lasts 3 to 4 days, combined with training and events and dinners and everything. And that's where practically any person, if it's their first time, they see what we call the big picture of Herbalife. So this is the journey. This is the direction, practically, that we have to go through and create and transit through that a path to achieve the success. So it's very easy to understand that as a person who is an individual, I am limited in my ability to do things with my production. Let's talk about personal production. Every person is limited in their ability to produce, in their ability to sell or to recruit. To get to higher income in Herbalife, I must add people and create my own organization. Because if I'm able to do a certain number of customers a month, and as I said before, our source of income comes from, there are different sources of income. There's a variety of them. So we have to understand which are the sources of income. Because we are being paid commissions and royalties over the activity of other people. And we're not only paid over the people that we sponsor personally. We get paid also over the people that they sponsor. Practically, we are paid in depth. You have to understand this concept. You must understand it, because if we want to increase our income, we must create depth in our organization. This depth, not only will it increase our income, but it will increase the income of our people as well. Because remember that they make money in the same way in which we make money. And since we're all the same, and we make money with the same principles, the marketing plan is the same for everybody. So everything works for us and for them exactly in the same way. So this is a very important principle, because what we have to think about is that the success of our people becomes immediately our success. And when our people also begin to make money, personally and also in depth, then this is going to increase their motivation and their dedication. And this is something that we want to achieve. So, we are talking about a duplication. Duplication of what? Duplication of the things that we are doing. What we're doing, our daily activity, our weekly activity, our monthly activity, and annual activity, that is called the business model. That means that we are multiplying and duplicating our business model. What does that mean? That our final income depends on our business model. That's what I'm talking about, our personal business model, which we try continuously to duplicate, and the more people, the better. So if you understand this principle, and if you understand the meaning of what I just said, then you are on the right way to success. Because immediately, you will develop this curiosity, this desire to know. So what's the right model, and how do we build it? We would all like for everybody that we sponsor in the business, from here until the end of the days, becomes excellent. But by nature, in most of the cases, things are not going to be like that. In Herbalife, they come into the company for different reasons. So as a consequence, their objectives are always not going to be the same as well. We all come with different needs. Some come to make $300 more a month, some maybe $500, and some others just want to have a social life because they're bored at home, and others for different reasons. Some are willing to give me 2 hours a day, and others will say, I'll give you everything. Some are willing to do the work part-time, and others want to do everything. Conclusion, when we sponsor somebody, we want to verify as quickly as we can why this distributor has come to Herbalife. What's the reason that they're joining us and what their objectives are? From the moment we get to know our distributor, we will then be able to adapt a work plan specific to them depending on their expectations and their commitment. These are very important words, expectations and commitment. They come together. I have already seen people who say, Michael, I want to make $10,000 after a recruitment meeting in which they had heard fantastic testimonials. And then I've asked, how much time do you have to dedicate to me, to this business? And they say, well, maybe 4 hours a week. And immediately I ask, well, how many people around you, among your friends and relatives, who make $10,000 a month working 4 hours a week? What do I do with this question? I demonstrate to the person that the expectations and the commitment have to be parallel to each other. When we recruit people, or rather when we sponsor people, we are going to find three types of people in general. One of them is going to be a consumer. That's the people who come into the business, they start consuming the products, and then they don't do much. Two, salespeople. Those are the ones who come into the business, they want to make a couple of $100 a month. When they achieve with their sales that objective, they don't aspire to more, they're happy with what they have, and that's why we call them salespeople. And the third group is the builders. Builders are the ones who have as an objective and commitment the desire to be rich. They're the ones who say, wow, this is a vehicle that will take me to places I haven't been able to gone in the past with other vehicles, not with my job, not with my previous profession where I was a slave or where they stole money from me or where things didn't depend solely on me, etc., etc. or have to pay 5 or 10 salaries a month and I can't get to the end of the month with the money. But before anything else, we have to be sincere. And we have to think, what group do I belong to? A consumer, a salesperson, or a builder? And it's very important to know yourself here, because this means as well what your level of commitment is and your ability to duplicate this thing with your distributors. When we understand all of these points, we then are ready to get ready to build our business model, which is going to take us to an increase in income and to success. Remember, though, if your model is going to create success for each one, for each person who is duplicating it, this thing is going to guarantee your success and your increase in income. But if your model is so special and it's so particular or peculiar that only you are able to execute it, you're going to limit the ability of growth of your group and as a consequence of your income and your success. Therefore, the model has to be simple, easy to imitate, easy to teach, easy to demonstrate, based on very simple principles. The more people who are able to copy this model, the richer you will be at the end. So, what's the model? Let's sketch it out in general terms. Number one, confidence in the product. This is the central pillar that's always with us through our life as distributor. Confidence in the product is achieved taking the products and making the product part of your daily food and daily nutrition. If you need or if you want to lose weight, then that's your first objective. How serious you are with the product is going to contribute greatly to your confidence in the future in the product itself. Factor number one when you sell this product or when you sponsor somebody is the confidence that you show, not the confidence that you say you have, but the confidence that you actually show, sometimes in a subliminal way. This confidence is achieved through time, being a result of the use of the product throughout your life. Then information, training. You have to know as a distributor of the product in a very basic way, very simple. You don't have to be very complicated. We're not doctors. We're not scientists. You have to think that the people who enter Herbalife, they come from positions and levels that are different educational levels, and everybody can be a distributor. And number three, the ability to teach the product and show it to other people. Point number two, the construction of a circle of customers. This is a very important point. The business, the basis of this business is to take products to consumers, to end users. That's sales. If there's sales, there's life. Because finally, the idea is to take products to final consumers. And we are the final unit that does the work. We are the ants of this business. So each one of us, each distributor, continuously has to keep building a customer base all the time. Build a customer base, because customers come and go. They come and go. But if you are busy and you develop this mechanism of generating customers all the time, you are building a live model, a dynamic model. And that's proven. This is done using the different tools that now is not the moment to teach, different tactics to reach people and sell the product. Remember that income from sales and sales themselves are good for something in specific. One is to live, To make money, obviously, to pay for our life. Two, to acquire knowledge and confidence in the business. Three, they are a very important part of your business model. And four, they take you to be independent, because sales, your personal sales, are the only activity, the only source of income that only depends on you and nothing else. Point number two or three in the model is sponsorship. You have to invite constantly new people who will see the business opportunity. We call that sponsorship. We have several devices for sponsorship. They could be what they call HOM, seminars, STSs, business, dinners, one-on-one, a conversation with your neighbors in their living room. It doesn't matter. This is a moment when you invite somebody to take a look at your business. You have to learn how to do a business presentation, the same with what you learned earlier about the product and the sales. So if you master these two very important presentations of the business, the sale of the products and the sponsorship, the two activities we have to keep doing continuously. Some people have the idea, the wrong idea, that because the fact that they recruited three friends, that they're going to become rich. Well, that has happened to some people just by chance. Or they made it to the president's team because they invited five friends to the business. But there is no proof that that's going to work with everybody. So the business, the model, is based on routine activity day after day, week after week. Each one of us with our own rhythm and commitment and goals. And point number four, the moment you have sponsored a new person, a new distributor, you must have the capacity to teach the way to success to that person. And how do you do that? It's very easy. Just guide them on the same path that you were guided yourself. Duplication. That's what that means. It means that you just started duplicating your own business model. And here is where your way to success starts. Remember, there is no model that works on the field exactly the same way we have designed it in the living room, on a piece of paper. What I want to say is you must be prepared mentally to know that not everything is going to work exactly the way you wish. To be honest, in most of the cases, things work on a lower level than what we expect. Imagine what miracle it is. We are so happy and satisfied with our part, with how things fall on our laps, not only with our income, but with all the activity, because we have learned this principle. Nothing works 100%. We have learned that the way to success is full of obstacles and difficulties, but everything we have to do is dedicate more time finding solutions than looking at the problem itself. The moment we have learned that we must always be part of a solution, then we will discover how far our business of being Herbalife distributors is magical, how pleasant and how fun it is. We are really having fun in this business, and I have to say it. I have a lot of fun in my business. How many people are able to say this? And this discovery, my friends, is what's going to make us, this discovery is going to become the most important pillar of our happiness. When we get to this moment, it's not important anymore whether you're rich and how much you're rich materially, because you are rich spiritually. And for me, this was and still is and is going to be the best achievement of the Herbalife business. I am thankful for your attention. Thank you so much for listening to me. I hope that my brief speech has contributed to your knowledge and motivation to do this business and activity. And I hope you're successful. Thank you so much. Well, we have reached the end of this audio training, which has been put together with a lot of love on behalf of the whole team that has worked to produce it, especially the president's team members who have dedicated their time, their knowledge, and their experiences to transmit them to you. Remember, Herbalife is a career. It's constant learning. Do not think that because you listen to this CD or this audio training once, that that's enough. Now we have to get yourself in action. But if you want to hear a great piece of advice, make sure that right now, go to the next phase. Make sure that each distributor who joins your organization listens to this audio training as soon as possible and put it in practice. And that way you will be insured to have a very fruitful business, and you will be an asset to your family, to your community, your city, for your country, and for the world. Mark Hughes, one man, transformed the lives of millions of people throughout his idea, through his projection, through the product that he managed to create, the system that he created. You can also be the small Mark Hughes of your community, of your organization. So get yourself in action, and we hope to be able to meet you very soon and shake your hand in this wonderful journey that Herbalife is. Greetings. End of audio number 7 of 7. With this, you have concluded your first training.